When historic preservationists talk about slipcovers, they mean the false fronts that Main Street merchants used from the 1930s to the 1960s. They covered old building facades to make them look modern. This usually involved applying stucco or structural glass, aluminum, or concrete panels. But the rise of historic preservation in the 1970s brought slipcovers some bad press. The availability of a federal income tax credit for rehabilitating historic commercial buildings provided just the incentive that owners needed to get rid of slipcovers and to restore original exteriors. In Kingsville, Raglan's, a 1910 retail building designed by architect Jules Leflin, was modernized in 1950 with a slipcover. It was removed when the building was restored in 1989 as the King Ranch Saddle Shop. When the late Victorian brick structure was nominated to the National Register of Historic Places in 1992, research showed the slipcover was designed by New York architects Lowy and Snaith, prominent mid-20th century designers. That slipcover now would be considered as historically significant as the original facade. In Galveston, in 1995, developer John Sirocco removed stucco panels obscuring a building on Mechanic Street to reveal a high Victorian landmark. The damaged but still intact facade of the 1884 Galveston News Building, designed by architect Nicholas J. Clayton. Sirocco restored it as his office. And in Houston, architect Paul Homeyer of Gensler persuaded the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, to peel off the mosaic slipcover obscuring a 1937 building that once housed a posh dress shop and later a savings and loan. Behind the slipcover, a severely mutilated terracotta facade. Homeyer found architect Alfred C. Finn's original working drawings at the public library. He had the terracotta components recast, and the stunning Art Deco facade sprang back to life as Holy Cross Chapel. Whether architectural scourge or retro delight, the slipcover now is recognized by preservationists, complicating this question: which historical layer most deserves recognition and restoration?